brings out the kid in all of us, and even big kids need toys. Hi, this is Jordan Brass at First Bank Hampton. That's why we offer recreational loans for all types of grown-up toys like boats, motorcycles, campers, and ATVs. Our recreational loans are easy to apply for, the rates are very competitive, and you'll be working with people you already know and trust. Summer fun is just around the corner, and we're ready to help you have some fun with your new toy. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you will hear a featured interview from the Radio On The Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Jeff Miller. He is a retired police officer from West Des Moines, as he is walking hundreds of miles along Highway 3 from Akron, Iowa to the Mississippi River in honor of his sister Linda, who died from the Alzheimer's disease back in 2017. A very interesting thing he's doing here. And Jeff, thanks a lot for talking with us this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.
So before we get into your walk here along Highway 3, maybe just give our listeners an idea of who you are and where you're from and that sort of thing.
My name is Jeff Miller. I am a retired police officer from the city of West Des Moines. I was there 31 and a half years and retired in 2010. I still work for the police department in Clyde, but I'm no longer an officer.
So very good. Like we said, then you're on this walk along Highway 3 to raise awareness and funds for the Alzheimer's Association. So kind of give our listeners an idea of why you decided to take this walk along Highway 3.
Well, it all started last year, really. I was planning to walk across Spain in the Camino de Santiago. And, of course, COVID happened, so I couldn't do it. So this year I thought, let's do something long distance. And I thought, well, let's walk across to Iowa, and what better way to honor my sister than do it in her name to raise money and awareness for Alzheimer's.
That's very true. So I want to talk to then the fundraising goal. Did you have a goal then before this walk started? Have you met it? Have you exceeded it? What's been response like then for this?
Well, the goal I set at the very beginning was $2,500, and I've exceeded that. I don't know how much since I'm on the road, but I know that I think I'm close to $5,000 just in my fundraising link. And then just between Akron and here, I've received $1,200 in cash donations from citizens of Iowa. Now, when I get this cash, I put it in a cashier's check and I give it to my wife or mail it to her. So I don't want to carry a lot of cash around for sure.
And do you have a fundraising link, too, you like people to know about as well, Jeff?
Yes, I do. It's the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it's under my name, Jeffrey Miller. And I also have a YouTube channel called Adventures of a Copper if you want to follow my trip until Mississippi.
Iowa Nice is going on there as he's receiving donations along the walk. Again, we are talking with Jeff Miller. He is in the midst of his walk along Highway 3 to raise awareness and funds for the Alzheimer's Association as he's doing it in honor of his sister Linda, who died from Alzheimer's back in 2017. So another question I have for you, what's hospitality been like? I talked about Iowa Nice and that sort of thing, Jeff. So what's been hospitality like? Kind of tell our listeners where you've been staying, because you're going from cities Akron. We talked last week, you're in Pocahontas as well. You've been to Clarion. What's hospitality been like then for you during the last couple of weeks?
It's been phenomenal. It started out in Akron when I showed up and I was planning to camp at the campground, but they said, no, it's too cold. They gave me a cabin. And then the Lamar's police chief, they bought me a hotel room. And then the Marcus police chief gave me a hotel room. So it's been going like that the whole time. And then I'm so spoiled now, staying in hotel rooms, I haven't had a camp once. But I'm sure I probably will between here and in Dubuque.
Yeah, he's going over to the Mississippi River in Dubuque. Another question I have, so Monday you arrived in Hampton. You have relatives that live here. So Tuesday then, what are you setting now to do the rest of this week, starting with Tuesday?
Well, Tuesday I will be leaving Hampton where I left off because I want to connect footsteps from Akron to Dubuque. So I'll start there and I will walk, and then my niece will pick me up and then bring me back to the farm. And then the next morning, she'll take me back where I left off, and then I'll continue on.
So Highway 3, in our broadcast area alone, we have quite a few cities: Goldfield, Clarion, Latimer. Actually, on the other side, Latimer is Coulter as well, and obviously Hampton, Dumont, Allison Shellrock. He's going to be continuing east on this journey to the Mississippi River in Dubuque. And another question I have for you as well. I read somewhere, too, it says not only are you walking by yourself, but you can't wait to meet people and that you will accept people to take a short walk with you while you're on this long walk. Then is that correct?
Yes, that is. I had a friend come up from Des Moines yesterday, and we walked from Clarion to Hampton. And so I'll welcome anybody to come out and walk with me. And if you can't walk, if you drive by and honk or wave or stop by and say hi, it means a lot to me because the hardest part of a walk like this is not the physical part of it, even though that is difficult. It's a psychological part of it, of sometimes being alone. So any drive-bys, honks, waves, that I really appreciate those.
And it is supposed to be nice the rest of the week, too. It's not supposed to be 80, 85 degrees like it was over the weekend. You had to battle some elements over the weekend, too, right?
Yes. Yesterday was hot, but it wasn't windy, and it was tough. It was a 21-mile day, and the day before that was a 25-mile day, and it was in the 90s, I think. And then the wind was out of the southwest, if I believe, and so it was hitting me at an angle, and I had to struggle to stay on path.
I have to battle the elements too, mentally and physically. Again, we are talking with Jeff Miller. He is on a walk along Highway 3 from Akron to the Mississippi River there in Dubuque along Highway 3. As we mentioned, he's been in cities in our broadcast area, towns like Goldfield, Clarion, Latimer, Hampton here on a Monday. He's going to be going through Allison as well coming up here in the week again. He's doing this again to raise awareness and money to the Alzheimer's Association in honor of his sister, Linda, who died from Alzheimer's in 2017. And Jeff, anything else you'd like to add? Because I know everybody seems to know someone who's been affected with Alzheimer's. I know my grandpa died in 2005 of Alzheimer's. So anything else you'd just like to add about your walk as you continue east to the Mississippi River?
I just appreciate all of the generosity, the donations, and just the kindness that I've experienced. And what I've found is that people are really nice. And there's a few that aren't so, but people are really nice, and if we just give people a chance, they'll come out and the best will show.
Yes, at Iowa Nice always shows, it seems. And Jeff, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for talking with us, and good luck moving forward east on Highway 3.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Jeff Miller here on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is also a part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
From boats to motorcycles, campers to ATVs, recreational vehicles are a great way to escape from the ordinary. Shouldn't your finances be extraordinary too? Hi, this is Maria Seams at First Bank Hampton. We offer great rates on all types of recreational vehicles, and we service our loans right here at home, making financing quick and easy. Let us help you enjoy getting away for some summer fun. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.